Greetings to you all, brothers and sisters. Glory be to the name of the Lord that he has given us again this wonderful day to have fellowship. Indeed, this is my day five, the last day of my sharing for this week's daily devotion. I would like to thank you all for your prayers for me and the support that you have been giving during this week's ministration. May the Lord God Almighty continue blessing you. So today we are winding up with the remaining parts of the subject that we are looking at, a determined believer. So today we are going to look at company, or the type of company that a believer needs to have. Then we are also going to talk about the discipline. So those are the two components that I would like to share for today. So shall we just open our Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10 and verse 25. So it reads, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching." May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Praise the Lord. Yes, so looking at company. So company, we are looking at the association. So company can be of benefit, or company can be destructive. So it depends on where one belongs, which type of company one belongs to. Is it a good company or is a bad company? So here the Bible has told us, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. So fellowship is very important. We are not supposed to forsake the assembling together. That's why we need to be assembling somewhere. We need to have a fellowship somewhere where we go to. Yes, there could be other people may not have a local fellowship in different parts of this world. Indeed, we can be fellowshipping online, but there's got to be a place where one has to fellowship. Praise the Lord. Yes, it is important to have fellowship, because the Bible in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9, it actually tells us importance of having a company. The Bible says two are better than one, because greater is their reward of their labor. So something that you can achieve alone, when you are two, you can achieve a greater thing. I like a good example of how the lions behave. They live in companies. They live in groups, which are called the pride. So when they are hunting, they help each other. They work as a team. I've watched so many documentaries on how these lions, they do the hunting. They are very confident, very courageous. Yes, one can jump on top of a buffalo. The other one is holding the neck. The other one is holding the leg. Each one is assigned to do a certain duty during the time that they are attacking their prey. And at the end of the day, they are able to have victory because they are working as a team. Something that a single lion was not able to achieve alone. When they are a team, they are able to defeat that prey that they may have. So teamwork is very, very important, but we need to have the right company. When you are in a wrong company has got disadvantages. So we need to be found with people who are sober-minded. As Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20 tells us that he who walks with wise men will be wise, but a companion of fools will suffer harm. Other versions they say will be destroyed. He who hangs out with the fools is going to be destroyed. Glory to God. We also see, like in Ephesians chapter 4, when the Lord had left gifts, in verse 7 it says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. In verse 10, he says, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So even the gifts that the Lord Jesus Christ left, he left different gifts according to the measure of grace that he gave to different individuals. And it had to be a teamwork. It was not man's show. That's why others have been given to be apostles, others have been given to be prophets, others have been given to be evangelists, and others have been given to pastors, others have been given to be the teachers, so that the work of ministry can be effective. So it requires teamwork as we are doing this work of the Lord, so that we can have the perfection of the saints, so that the body of Christ, it can be edified. For which God, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Praise be to God. So we need these gifts, and as we are waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we are preparing, we need different gifts to be in operation, operating as a team, so that the body of Christ can be prepared, it can be edified. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Praise be to God. So we need to be in the right company. Yes, Elisha, we saw he was in the right company. He was with the prophet Elijah. He followed him. He was with him wherever he went, till at the end we see he got a very good reward. He had to get the double portion of the anointing, because he was with the right company. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes. So on the other hand, there's another type of company. This is the bad company. So the bad company, when we read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, it tells us, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. So somebody could have started well in the journey, the determination, had started well, carried the vision quite well, but on the way, somebody mingles with the wrong company. Then Somebody loses focus, but we are not supposed to go with the bad company. We are supposed to stay in the good company. Also, in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 22, the Bible says, flee from all appearance of evil. So as daughters and sons of God, as believers with determination to get the reward at the end of a journey, believers who love the Lord, we are going to ensure that we keep away from all appearance of evil. So don't entertain any manner of evil. Don't be associated with any bad company, because bad company corrupts good morals. Sometimes you may not realize, by associating with bad company, as the saying goes, a constant drop of water can break the hardest rock. You could be strong, but your persistent or frequent interaction or being in association with a bad company, you will not realize that you are drifting away from the word of God. Before long, you realize that you are fallen. So we need to keep away from the bad company. And 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 also warns us, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Yes, indeed, light has nothing to do with darkness. Where there's light, there's no darkness. Glory be to the name of the Lord. James chapter 1 verse 14 tells us that, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust conceiveth or conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So we are not supposed to entertain sin in our lives as believers. Let's not entertain any appearance of evil. Let's keep away from that. Praise be to God. The Bible tells us that let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Glory be to God. The next point that we would like to look at is the discipline. So a believer who is determined in this journey of faith needs to be disciplined, needs to have integrity. Praise be to God. So when we are disciplined, we are going to defend the gift that the Lord has put upon us. We are going to defend, or we are going to protect the calling that the Lord has put on our lives, the talent that the Lord has put upon our lives. We are going to keep it disciplined. Just like Apostle Paul saying, I beat my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away. So Paul had to keep under his body. He had to discipline his body, bring it into subjection, maintaining integrity. That's how we are supposed to be as believers with a vision, believers with integrity. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We see another example of a good man who stood for the word of God in the Bible. This was Joseph. Joseph had a gift, but that gift, of course, it attracted temptations, where he was even sold by his brothers into slavery. But then the Lord was still with him wherever he had gone. So he found himself in the house of Potiphar, and we know that story in the book of Genesis chapter 39. We know how that Potiphar's wife tried by all means to entice Joseph so that she could lie with him, but Joseph refused. He said, I cannot do this wicked thing. I cannot sin against my God. So he had integrity. He was disciplined. Even when there was no one, there was no witness that day. People had gone out of the house. But when she tried to grab Joseph so that she could lie with Joseph, Joseph rejected and even ran away till he was accused and he was later imprisoned for standing for the truth, for standing for integrity. So sometimes we may pass through difficulties in life, situations in life, because we maintained our integrity. But there's a blessing for that. Wherever I had gone, the Lord God was with Joseph. Even in prison, where he went, he found the favor of God in prison. So God gave him that ability to interpret dreams. At the end, we see what happened when Pharaoh needed an interpretation. These other magicians, these other people, the wise men, they tried to interpret. No one could interpret. But Joseph, by the gift that God had put in him, was able to interpret the dream that Pharaoh had. And God blessed him. He was raised such that he became second to Pharaoh. So that's what God can do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16, tells us that a gift, that a man's gift maketh room for him to appear before great men. Praise be to God. So we need to nurture our gifts. We need to protect our gifts. We need to protect our vision. We need to be disciplined. We need to have integrity, whether we are alone or we are with other people. Let's maintain the standards of integrity. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Yes, so on the other hand, we shouldn't sell our birthrights. We see like what happened with Esau. Esau, because of the hunger that he had, because of the lentil stew that the brother had, Esau sold his birthright to the brother because of food. So let's maintain integrity. Whether we have food or no food, let's stand on the word of God. Let's keep our birthright. Let's protect our birthright. Let's defend our birthright. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So with this, I end the sharing here. May the Lord God Almighty continue blessing you. Have a wonderful and blessed weekend. Shall we just close in the word of prayer? Our dear Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, we want to thank you for this wonderful time that you have given us throughout the week. Lord, from the first day, Monday, up to the last day, Friday, to have a time of fellowship with different brethren around the globe on this platform. We give you the glory. We bless your holy name, Lord. Father, may you help us to be that church which is sanctified by the washing of water, by the word of God. To be believers determined to prepare for the coming of the Lord Jesus. A church with identity, with vision, integrity, passion, focused, disciplined, and fruitful in thine kingdom. Lord, help us in all our weaknesses. Enable us to overcome the enemy every day so that we can manifest as the salt of the earth and the light of the world. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.